Preface. A special invitation. Believer in Christ, have you been praying for divine intervention or God's help in real, overwhelming needs in your life? Jesus told the early disciples that it was expedient for them that he go away, for when he did, he would send the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to them to act and speak on his behalf and in his stead. Then he promised them they would receive power, dunamis in the Greek, after the Holy Spirit had come upon them, which he did on the day of Pentecost. And they did, i.e., receive power, when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Jesus' promise he made to those early disciples was extended to every disciple since the time he originally made it, and multiplied millions have received it as well. Have you asked Jesus to immerse and envelop you in the power of the Holy Spirit? The same power that he operated in to heal the sick, cleanse lepers, cast out demons, raise the dead, and perform mighty miracles is available to you today through the same baptism in the Spirit that he himself received as a model to us all. The message contained in the pages of this book can revolutionize your life as you learn how to be clothed with dunamis power from on high. Introduction. What is before your eyes is not merely a book. It is a journey. The journey's destination is the real truth about a matter second in importance to none, next to salvation itself, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. God calls it dunamis power from on high, heaven. Each chapter of this volume is a vital leg of the journey, leading ultimately to irrefutable truth concerning the role of the third member of the Godhead, whom Jesus himself called the Helper, the precious Holy Spirit, the living waters of God. Long ago, God declared through a prophet named Hosea that his people, that means born-again believers, Christians, are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Spiritual ignorance or lack of knowledge concerning spiritual matters not only is not bliss, but it is an open gateway to devastation, defeat, and destruction. Jesus taught that knowledge of the truth is what sets genuine disciples free, John 8:31-32, which inherently means that what you do not know of the truth will keep you reeling in bondage and confinement. Indeed, the unfortunate truth is that many born-again believers are being held captive by lack of knowledge of the truth and deceptions concerning this critical matter of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. The two main points I will be establishing with scriptural support repeatedly throughout this book are that, 1. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is a separate and distinct or adjunctive experience to the infusion of the Holy Spirit that takes place at the moment of salvation. And 2, regeneration by the infusion of the Spirit, i.e., the new birth, the spiritual transaction that occurs at salvation, and the immersion or baptism in the Holy Spirit, are two distinct and separate workings of the same Holy Spirit.